3, 2, 1. 7 things you didn't know you need to know. I'm Kira Rebbins and this is the Smart 7 Ireland Edition.
Good morning, it's Wednesday the 18th of January. It's National Gourmet Coffee Day. Happy birthday, Kevin Costner, Pep Guardiola, Jason Segal and Karen Berrar. Free GP care for everyone in Ireland would cost close to €900 million a year, according to a new Department of Health survey released on Tuesday. The report was commissioned as part of the Sláinte Care All-Party Agreement in 2017, which recommended that Ireland move to a universal healthcare system, including free GP care. Ireland is one of the few countries in Europe not to have a free primary healthcare system. Over 60% of the population pay to see their doctor. Dr. Sheila Connor from the ESRI, who wrote the report, says that increasing the availability of free GP care would have a knock-on effect on the demand for medical services.
So what we found is that if this policy was implemented, there would be significant increase in the demand for GP visits. We estimated in the region of an additional 2 million GP visits in 2026.
With a quarter of GPs over 60 years of age and an extra 2,500 new doctors needed to meet existing demand, extending free GP care would cause problems for an already creaking system. Dr. Dennis McCauley of the Irish Medical Organisation said the report showed the need for careful planning if free GP care for all is to become a reality.
And they highlight the fact that if you superimpose free GP care in an unplanned way, that it will overwhelm the actual system and you'll have waiting lists.
The death toll from Russia's missile attack on the Ukrainian town of Dnipro has now reached more than 45 people, including at least 6 children. The attack has galvanised more support for Ukraine, with the Dutch committing to donating a Patriot missile defence system, and the Ukrainian commander-in-chief Valery Valuzhny met with the Pentagon's top general Mark Milley in Poland. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, who was speaking at the World Economic Forum in Davos, said that the EU will continue to support Ukraine military.
But I've said from the onset of this atrocious war that Ukraine should get all the military equipment it needs and it can handle. And this also includes the advanced system.
Tuesday also saw Olena Olenska, First Lady of Ukraine, speak in Davos with a warning that Russia won't stop with just Ukraine.
And you know that the Russian aggression was never intended to restrict itself to the Ukrainian borders. This war can go further and it make crises wider if the aggressor does not lose.
Scotland's new gender reform legislation has sparked a furious row as the UK government has announced it's intending to block the Scottish bill to protect equality laws across Britain. Scottish Secretary for Social Justice Shona Robinson told BBC Scotland that the move to block an act approved by the Scottish Parliament is outrageous and may have wider implications.
I think it's a dark day for democracy in the UK, and I think people should be very concerned that this is the thin edge of the wedge for future legislation.
In the Commons, SNP spokesperson Dr. Philippa Woodford predicted that the matter will end up in court.
Why is he using one of the most marginalised groups in society to pick a fight with the Scottish Parliament? And does he recognise that vetoing this bill simply highlights the hollow reality of devolution?
The Government Scotland Secretary Alistair Jack says that legal advice they have is very clear and he's happy to lay it out.
The Equality Act 2010 is reserved, and there are adverse effects, and they will be there in the statement of reasons.
Londoners Met Police remained firmly in the spotlight on Tuesday as UK Home Secretary Suella Braverman announced an internal review of their dismissal process after an organisation failed to remove admitted serial rapist David Carrick despite allegations over 2 decades. Met Police Commissioner Sir Mark Rowley wasn't pulling any punches as he apologised for the failures that left Carrick as a serving officer.
We've let London down. He's been a police officer for 20 years through a combination of weak policies and weak decisions. Over those 20 years, we missed opportunities when he joined and subsequently, as behaviour came to the fore, that we should have removed him from policing.
Former Detective Superintendent Shabnam Shaduri says that it's actions, not words, that are critical at this point and the organisation needs serious change.
Let's not forget the Met are still in special measures. They've got to root out the rotten apples within policing. That is going to take time. He's got to change the culture of the organisation.
Still to come this Smart 7 Ireland edition, Liverpool escape from the Wolves and the Irish were drunk. Is wagon right after this.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome back.
This week sees the FA Cup third round replays with six games on Tuesday and the rerun of Leeds versus Cardiff City on Wednesday. The Accrington Stanley game versus Bournemouth had to be postponed after the pitch was deemed unplayable, while West Brom, Birmingham, Bristol City and Luton all made it through. Wolves hosted Liverpool live on the BBC, where a porn prank with a phone hidden in studio left Gary Lineker somewhat red-faced. Ignoring the odd noises, Liverpool got a comfortable 1-0 win thanks to a 13th minute wonder goal from Harvey Elliott, which left Jurgen Klopp feeling satisfied.
Really happy in the moment, of course, because it was not some game, and what we played, we should be happy. Of course, everybody can and should expect the reaction from us. That's what we showed tonight, obviously, in pretty much all departments of a football game. And so we had to fight hard, and that's what we did as well. And so we came through, and was a typical cup game, I would say, and a good reaction.
International supermodel Kate Moss went viral for her comments about Ireland recently, but we don't think Discover Ireland will be too impressed. She was recording a series of videos with British Vogue to celebrate her birthday and was asked where she got her nickname, Wagon. Looks like someone might have been having a bit of fun with Kate and her model mates. We just want to know who was getting married.
We got a little bit tipsy at a wedding, and I think in Irish, wagon is drunk. So basically, we were all wagons, because during that time we were all doing shows, drinking a lot of champagne and calling each other wagons.
Don't ever ask him for directions.
This is the way.
But he's back for season 3. It's The Mandalorian and his travelling company Grogu, better known to most of us as Baby Yoda. Pedro Pascal is having quite the week, really, with The Last of Us and Mandalorian, with a new season picking up more or less where it left off, on the travels of the man with the shiny helmet. The trailer has just dropped and it's due to hit Disney Plus on March 1st.
Being a Mandalorian is not just learning about how to fight. You also have to know how to navigate the galaxy. That way, you'll never be lost.
This has been the Smart 7 Ireland Edition. Wherever you're listening, do us a favour and hit the follow button. We're back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Have yourself a great day.
Written, produced and published by Daft Doris.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances?
Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.